Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today we got a special show and a special guest in the studio, my good friend, Inspector Dave. Inspector Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, as always.
You know something? The reason why this is special, not because it's near Thanksgiving, but the show is about paying it forward, and you and I both have great outdoor stories about paying it forward. We'll get there. But why don't you tell me, what is pay it forward? What does it really mean?
Well, pay it forward, that we're being good deed doers, that we're helping people maybe in a random way. And there's a lot of other titles that pay it forward can be under, such as random acts of kindness. We think about the Boy Scouts that have their medal in one pocket, they do a good deed and they transfer it to the other pocket. We have the Masonic Mason people that they do good deeds, and many service groups do all kinds of good deeds around the holidays. But we're trying to promote year-round that good deeds should go on throughout the year. We have a lot of good things that have happened in our lives. We've been blessed through the years with our jobs and all our food and everything, our health. And it's good to share that bounty with other people. Sometimes people just are maybe having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, between jobs, illness in the family, whatever it is. But we can bring some brightness into their light and some good things by doing random acts of kindness and doing these good deeds.
And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com.
So one of the things about doing these random acts of kindness and a good thing is just that we get a good feeling about it. And Joey, I think you can talk about some of the good feelings we get out of doing these things.
Well, you know something, you and your wife who have been in, the public service for so many years, and you're helping people all the time. And just, hey, you know this, the feeling you get inside, the way it's better to give than receive. And I'm going to let you know that sometimes it's not a gift that you're giving, and you're receiving what you're receiving is the tenfold payment. A couple of short little stories before we get to our outdoor stories that we have. And one of them is, and this happens often, you hear it on the radio often, where somebody comes into a drive-through 7-Eleven or a drive-through Dunkin' Donuts or something, and they bought the coffee for the person right behind them, and they just keep passing it on. And they will talk about that it went for 200 or 300 people before the chain ends. Just something fun to do, just because you know that you're making someone else's day brighter. I was listening to a pastor on television speak, and I thought it was a really neat thing. He and his family go out to dinner every Friday night. His family, including his two little kids, they look around the restaurant, select another family. Maybe it's a mom, it could be a single mom, couple kids, and they just make a selection. They say, okay, and they pay for their meal. So I think that those things to me become important because you're giving something to someone else. I'm going to use a story that is sort of about me, but it's not about me, because you hope that, like as you said before, with the bounty that we have, we can pass it on. Christmas ago, I was at a dollar store, and the woman in front of me was purchasing probably about $30 worth of stuff. And when they were ringing it up, she realized she did not have enough money. And I just said, look, everything she's purchasing, just put it on my bill. And the woman turned around, and let me tell you, the smile she gave and the thank you she gave more than compensated for the money that I put out. And to me, that's what it really is supposed to be about. Inspector Dave, any stories that you have?
Well, I have a lot of stories about different things that I do and my wife does. They even made a movie about this, Pay It Forward, back in 1990. And it was about premise of the movie was that a student was in a class challenged by the teacher to come up with a program that would benefit society. And he come up with a Pay It Forward. And then the movie went on to explore that, how it impacted people and how one person did a good thing and that person did a good thing. And it just became a chain of good deeds and helped people out a lot. Spoiler alert, though, take Kleenex with you if you're going to watch that movie, because it's got a rough ending there. So the other things that you can do, and we do it like all the time, my wife and I. She's big on coupons that we get in the mail and online. And if we cannot use them, we'll take them to the store and just shop them around to people. We'll see people that are maybe buying that product, or they have a cartload of stuff and they have maybe children in the cart. And we try to, you know, pass on the coupons to them. And most people are very receptive to the coupons. And that's one way. But even just the simple things that we were taught growing up, hopefully, about helping someone cross the street, a busy intersection, holding a door for someone. They're just common courtesies, but some of those common courtesies have been lost in today's society for various reasons. So it's a good way to get back in the spirit of that, is that simple things. You're in the store and there's somebody trying to get something off a top shelf, and maybe you're just a little bit tall and you can reach it. So you go over and get it down for them, you know, or some opposite, something really low on that people can't get down on the low shelf, and you're able to get down there, you can crawl down there and get them something off the shelf. Even just shoveling snow for a neighbor, cutting their lawn, those type of simple things you can do. And when I'm out and about, there's my training from public safety, we have what's called situational awareness. And we're taught that just to help protect ourselves at an emergency scene or when we're out in public. And that's something we should all have, especially nowadays. Everybody's talking on their texting on their phones, and they have no idea where they're walking, who's around them, what's going on. They're totally unaware of their surroundings. So I'm saying put the phone in your pocket, leave it in the car, whatever, to get you off it. And use your situational awareness skills. Build them when you go into a public place and maybe into a store. Is there somebody there that I can give a hand to? Is there somebody shopping with an autistic child or someone else with special needs? I can maybe give them a little hand on getting things off the shelf or distracting that person a little bit so they can shop and get done. And just knowing that there's always somebody in your sphere of influence that you can help. And that's what situational awareness is all about. Protecting yourself, but also helping other people that are around you. I don't know what you think about that, Joey B.
Well, you know what? As you described that one, I'm going to tell one more story that happened to me out in Utah, and then I'm going to get into, as I said, we had some outdoor pay it forward stories that are pretty unique. Well, I had flown out to the outdoor retailer show, Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. They had just come out with the line of Joey B. Signature Series backpacks that I designed and tested for them. And I'm out there. I'm at a restaurant. An outdoor restaurant looking at the Rocky Mountains. Pretty spectacular. Comes time for me to pay my meal, and the waiter comes over and says, by the way, someone in the restaurant paid for your meal. And I, right away, you just light up, and I look around, there's like three or four families, and they just held up my hand, sort of waved to all of them. Some families are probably figuring, like, what the heck is this man doing? But I just wanted to say thank you to the people that are, you know, that were giving me the, paid for my meal. So it's just a real neat thing. Now, here's the outdoor story. Think about this one. My great buddy Coach Gorski and I were at the Manasquan Inlet. We're fishing for hickory shad, so they're running. And people always say this, Inspector Dave, I don't know. We always say fish run, but they swim.
That's funny.
Yeah, just, hey, it's what we say. So I'm using a spoon out there, and no, I'm not using a spoon that you use. You'd have to know fishing terms, so there's another one. So I'm using a spoon, and for this in the inlet, you actually have to fish from the wall. It's not where we want to be because we're a kayak fisherman. So we're fishing from the wall. And I'm catching like tons of hickory shad, catch and release, just popping back in, taking a number of photos. And I love to just, you know, with my camera, and you know this, Inspector Dave, everywhere we go, we're filming somewhere. But I always have my camera just taking pictures, you know, just of nature, what's going on. And I take a break because I just can't stay somewhere for hours on end. And there's a guy sitting in his dump truck, and I'm telling you, he's parked close. And here's one of the things. The parking lot was right next to the wall, which was right next to the inlet. And there's this guy, and he's just sitting there, and he just looks dejected. And I, for whatever reason, just sort of noticed it. And I go back to fishing. I take my second break because, Inspector Dave, you know this. Food in me, I need to eat all the time. So I go back, get some food, and there's the guy sitting outside his dump truck. And he just looks, once again, he looks really down. And I say, hey, what's up? And he says to me, in broken English, he goes, hey, it's my first day on the job. I was looking for an address. I can't find it. For this delivery, I've been driving for hours. I'm just about out of gas. He says, when I got to the job, he said, I changed into work clothes. He says, my pants that I showed up in had my wallet, my credit card, and my cell phone. I said, well, hey, I've got OnStar in my truck. I said, why don't you get in my truck and you can make a phone call over to your company. So we make the phone call over. He gives me the number. And when he gives me the number, a voice message comes up. So no one's in the office. So I said, well, we can try back later on. So I head back to the fishing and I come back and we make another call. And I must say that I was still catching many hickory shad, so my mind really wasn't there. But it is now 4 or 5 hours later. We make another call and get that same voicemail. And I say to the guy, how about if I give you $20? Will $20 give you enough gas to get back to your trucking company? Well, he lit up. The dejected look was gone. Gives me probably about 10 handshakes. Many thanks. And I'm going to let you know that by giving the $20, and I'm not joking, all the fish, Coach Gorski, best friend, fishing, all this, my day was made by giving that, doing what I think is the right thing. And Inspector Dave, you know this, sometimes, not even sometimes, all the times, doing good is actually very easy to do. It's not a difficult task. So I guess you could figure out the story the way it's told. So I tell the story, story's over. Or so I thought. Well, last month, they're working in the area that I live in. Inspector Dave lives down the road. And they're putting new gas lines in the streets and into the homes. Major undertaking going on. So the roads around here are closed. Police cars. And they're only letting local traffic in. So I have to stop with the police. And while I stop chatting with the police officer, who I happen to know, a gentleman comes over and he says to me in broken English, he goes, hey, you don't remember me. And I look at him and he looks familiar. He said, you were the guy who saved my job. I still have this job because of you. It was the same guy down at the wall who I gave the $20 to who was able to get back. So he kept his job and it's a year later, close to a year later. And here he is, never thinking in my life that I'd ever run into him and paying it forward. Just by him thanking me 9 months later. And knowing that he was able to keep his job, I just thought that was great. And now I see him every single day because they're working on the streets around here, waving hello, just a big old smile on his face. And that big old smile every day is his thank you. And Inspector Dave, I know that it's funny that happened to me with this gentleman. And you also have, from the same work crew, a story to tell.
Yes, that's correct. And it's been an exciting time around here with all the work crews around and getting to know the different guys. So they were working at my house, the gas crew. There was a leak in the street, so they had to dig up a small part of my lawn and put a new gas line in, a new valve. And they were filling the hole back in, and one fella goes, says, we'll send a crew over here to restore your lawn because we messed up the lawn. You know, we'll bring some topsoil over and grass seed. And I said, thank you very much, but I'd rather do it myself. I says, I do everything organically. I'll have organic topsoil for there and special seed that I use and fertilizers. And they looked at me for a second, and then they all turned to the one guy. Says, you two need to talk. And I looked at the other fellow, and he's there smiling. And he goes, wow, we do have to talk. And he is an organic gardener with his wife. They do some gardening at the home. So, we hit it off. And right away, we're talking all about Joey B and the website and the different ways to do organic. And he had not done organic lawn care, but he did organic vegetables. So I invited him into the backyard, which the supervisor probably wasn't happy about. But we took him in the back, and we showed him the organic garden with all the different drip irrigation, all the things we do in there. I gave him some catalogs. We picked tomatoes. We picked peppers. Diane came out. We were talking with the fellow, and he was just the nicest guy. And it all started because of a hole in my front lawn, this whole conversation. And we just got in, and I'm sure he's a fan now of the podcast and the website for Joey B, Outdoor Adventures. And it was just, you can always turn something into like a conversation if you're going in a certain direction. And that's part of being a salesman, like getting the conversation going to where you want it to go. And this way it was so simple because there was common ground there that just kind of popped up out of nowhere, though. Got all these big burly guys working in front of the house with the hammers and the shovels and making gas smells and all that. And one of them turns out to be a fellow organic garden follower and stuff. So that's my story from that crew. So I know you have some more stories.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like same crew, guy with a smile, a guy with some organics and a smile, and that's a good thing. And you know what? When we were talking about it, and I jotted this down, but you've already mentioned it. And I have always admired you and your wife because your kindness, you always, and the terminology that the two of you always use is you're going to chat someone up, and you always just find out something about someone, and then you just make them feel a little bit better. And my cousin Jimmy Toots, he's the type of guy, and you and I have fished with Toots, and Jimmy's the type of guy who says to someone, and he means it. Is that, see, a lot of people say, well, why don't you come on over for dinner? Why don't you? Well, Jimmy says, well, what do you need? And if you need help, his answer is, I'll be there. And he is there. And just doing things like that. My good buddy, Coach Gorski, we were chatting about, he knows that Gabby, by next year, is outgrowing her. We got a youth kayak for her. And he shows up to my house, drops a kayak off, and says, by the way, here's Gabby's next kayak. She's going to outgrow that one. She needs the next one. I said, well, Coach, how much money? He goes, I don't want money. He goes, I want to do the right thing. And that's what it's about, is doing the right thing. And Inspector Dave, in the early 2018, tough for me to say that because it's happening soon, you have your new book coming out. So why don't you tell us about the book, and is there any pay it forward examples inside the book?
Oh, thank you for the plug there. Yes, I have a book coming out early next year. It's going to be called Fire in Our Lives, and it's 40 years of my public safety stories and how they all led to a learning lesson. And it's going to be an emphasis on fire safety and severe weather preparedness, but we have other things in it too about how to deal with animals when you go to people's homes, and how to deal with hoarders, how to educate your children about fire safety, and or anything that you want to educate them. It gives you a lot of ideas on that. And there are a lot of stories that are in town. It was a great career that I had, because I was able to come in contact with a lot of people to not only do my job with enforcing the fire codes and doing fire investigations, but also I was able to find people that needed help, whether they were senior citizens, people that were just down on their luck, a mental illness problem, and I was able to network with a lot of my fellow employees and do a lot for them. So there's numerous, almost every chapter has a pay it forward type story or a human interest story where here's people who needed a hand. We were in a position to do it. We put all our skill sets together, money out of our pocket, whatever we needed to do, not to grandize what I did, because it's just, I want more people to do this. And that's one of the intents of the book, is to get people aware of what's going on around them in their neighborhood and give a hand. We're all in a position to do something for someone else, sometimes more, sometimes less, but we're all in a position to do something. And I want people to get that message there from this podcast and from my book also.
Well, you know, it's funny, and as you're describing that, and me having had to preview the book before it's out, see, I got the special look at it. But this is one of the things that I know that you did, was you were able to obtain a grant, you purchased smoke alarms, and you'd go into someone's home, and if they didn't have a smoke alarm, you'd walk back to the car, grab a smoke alarm, and for those that couldn't install it, you would actually install it for them. And that's the pay it forward thing, because think about this, getting the grant is one thing, handing someone a smoke alarm, but putting it up there for a senior or someone else who couldn't put it up, that's what it's all about. So, Inspector Dave, I guess there's a couple reasons why you're my friend. That happens to be one of them. And this is for everyone out there. As you listen to the stories, you too can make a difference. Today, let's all make the world a better place. Agreed, Inspector Dave?
I agree. If one person did one thing for one other person, it would be a perfect world.
Yes, it would. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.